Now he says in verse 13, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. Don't act as if it's some strange, weird thing that has happened if the world doesn't accept you, because the world is not going to accept you. John makes it very clear that all the way through this epistle, he's merely passing on the teachings that the Lord Jesus Christ himself gave. Now, over in the Gospel of John, in chapter 15, in verse 18, the Lord Jesus said this, if the world hate you, ye know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. Now, that's always been a problem for many of us in the ministry. I have never really appreciated for anyone to say, when you were pastor in a certain place, you were a popular minister. Well, I'm not sure that I care for that. I deeply regret if I was popular with a certain crowd. I should not have been, and I don't want to be popular with them, because the Lord Jesus is not popular with that crowd. I was listening in or watching the other night on TV, and a minister was brought into a program, and here he had this marvelous opportunity to witness for Christ, but he played up to that unsaved crowd, and he said some nice, flowery, complimentary things, and he was applauded for it. But I wondered if there wasn't really sorrow in heaven that he was in a crowd where Jesus is not popular. But he is popular. Now, that is something today that the child of God has to accept and has to recognize. Now, there is an offense of the cross, but we ought not to magnify it. We ought not to make ourselves very objectionable and obnoxious. Many Christians do that, and they are not accepted. Not because they're Christians, but because they're just really obnoxious. They'd be whether they were a Christian or not. And we need to be very careful about that, of course. Now, in verse 14, he says, we know that we pass from death unto life. Now, you can know whether you're a child of God or not. This idea that you and I can't know is a big mistake, because the Word of God says, we know that we pass from death unto life. How do you know it? Because we love the brethren. Now, do you have a love in your heart for the brethren? One of the greatest experiences that I've had since I've been on radio is traveling over the country and having conferences in many places and meeting so many wonderful believers today. And we've had several rather interesting experiences as we've gone on our way. It's amazing. I recall that I was in a city in the east, and I felt very much alone. My wife was not with me at the time, and I felt very, very lonesome. And I went into a restaurant to eat, and I sat down to eat, and I just gave my order to the waitress, and a man sitting next to me, our next table, he got up and came over. He says, well, Dr. McGee, I didn't expect to see you here. And I said, well, who do I have the pleasure of speaking to? Well, he said, I have never met you before. And he says, to tell the truth, I've never seen you before. He says, but I listened to you on the radio. And then he said, may I sit down? I said, certainly. And he sat down, and he and I had one of the most wonderful times of fellowship. How did we have it? Well, he was a child of God, and I was having meetings in the town. He didn't even know that I was there, and he brought his wife to the meetings, and I told him about it. And we went out afterward, after the service that night, for refreshments. And I probably ought to say that he picked up the tab, and that to me was a proof he's a real brother. And really and truly, these things are quite wonderful in the ministry. You meet these wonderful Christians around the country today, and I was on a golf course playing, and there was a couple up ahead of us, and they were slowing us down. I yelled at them one time, and finally we came up to right where they were, and the man looked at me, and he says, well, Dr. McGee, I didn't know you were out here playing golf. In fact, I didn't know you were in this area. This was when it was down in Florida. And he said, were you the fellow trying to hurry me along? And I said, yes. He said, well, be very frank with you. I have been to the doctor, and I'm not too well yet, and I have to play slowly. So I had to apologize to the man for being very rude and abrupt, trying to get him to hurry. And we had just had a wonderful time of fellowship. Our twosome joined his twosome, he and his wife, and we played along together. We got so interested in talking that the crowd back of us, the foursome, yelled at us for not moving along. And again, somebody I'd never seen, and you find out he's your brother. Now, that is the thing that he's talking about here. Do you love the brethren? When you can meet around the person of Christ, and you can talk about Christ with these folk, friends, you got a brother or sister. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. Now, if you have no concern for the child of God, and there are those that don't seem to have any concern, but you and I to have a concern. Now, he's going to give us a warning in the next chapter. But may I say this, that when you meet a very wonderful Christian, I always look forward to our tours. We have a marvelous group, and a lot of those folk will be new people, and we're to have 2 weeks of the most wonderful fellowship that you've ever heard of. We just have a great time. Why? Because you love the brethren, and that's a proof of your salvation, friends. And there's no greater proof than that as far as your own heart is concerned.